Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. In Indiana, voters go to the polls Tuesday to select their preference for the presidential nomination. Candidates rallied for votes today. Donald Trump told supporters he's very close to clinching the nomination.
I knocked out 17 people. I mean, the two last ones, they're like hanging by their fingertips. They're choking. Don't let me fall. Don't let me fall. Let me choose Carly. Maybe that'll turn it around. But Carly got actually a zero.
But Ted Cruz told a crowd in the state today he's counting on voters to get behind his campaign Tuesday. Hillary Clinton campaigned in Indianapolis. And Bernie Sanders is acknowledging he faces an uphill climb to the Democratic nomination, saying it depends on persuading superdelegates and others who are free to back either candidate. He's asking superdelegates in states where either candidate has won a clear victory at the polls to, quote, respect the wishes of those states and vote in line with how the people of that state voted. This is the first day of May, and it's an important holiday in Russia, where it's called the Day of Spring and Labor. And here's Corey Flintoff reports hundreds of thousands of people have turned out for a parade through Moscow's Red Square.
A sunny day brought out crowds of workers carrying flowers, balloons, flags, and signs proclaiming workers' rights. Most of the major state-run enterprises and unions urged their members to show up with their families. May Day was a prominent holiday in Soviet times, but its importance diminished in the past couple of decades. Now it's being revived as a symbol of Russian unity, especially during an economic downturn and hostile relations with the West. This year, May Day coincides with Russian Orthodox Easter, the holiest day of the year for Orthodox Christians. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Near Turkey's border with Syria, a suicide car bombing outside the main police station in Gaziantep has killed at least two policemen. More than 20 others were injured, some of them civilians. The BBC's Mark Lowen reports.
It's now believed that the car bomb that hit a police headquarters in Gaziantep was the work of an Islamic State militant. His family home has been raided and his father detained. This is the latest in a wave of attacks to hit Turkey, with suicide bombings in Ankara, Istanbul, and last week, the city of Bursa, some by Kurdish militants linked to the PKK and others by the Islamic State group. Gaziantep, on Turkey's border with Syria, is known to contain several IS cells. As the conflict with the PKK continues to rage in southeastern Turkey and IS attacks grow in frequency, Turkey feels deeply vulnerable, facing a twin threat and on edge for when the next bomb might come.
The BBC's Mark Lowen reporting. U.S. futures contracts are trading slightly higher at last check. The Dow futures contract is up about 0.1%. This is NPR News from Washington. Malia Obama has chosen a college. The president's daughter will attend Harvard University, but she won't head there this fall. She graduates from high school this June, but the White House says she will take a gap year and be in the class of 2021. A fairy tale postponed in Leicester, England. That city's soccer team is poised to win England's Premier League for the first time in history. They'd hoped to clinch the title on Sunday, but didn't quite manage to do it, as NPR's Lauren Frayer reports.
A mixed goal in Leicester City ended with a tie 1-1 against Manchester United. Leicester City's whole squad cost less than what bigger teams like Man U pay for a single player, says this local and proud fan, Leo Daniels.
We're a budget team from a city of about 300,000 people, so it's not a massive club, and they just through spirit and hard work and skill, they've got where they are.
From last place to first in just one season, it's one of the greatest underdog stories in UK sports history. This week, the Leicester City Foxes are the favourites to win the most watched soccer league in the world. Lauren Frayer, NPR News, Leicester, England.
Elephants will no longer perform at the circus. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey officials say six Asian elephants did their last performance today in Rhode Island. The animals are retiring to Ringling's 200-acre Center for Elephant Conservation in Florida. This amid criticism over the use of animals as performers. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.